That you are here enjoying the show. All right, well, welcome to Happy Hour. We will discuss all kinds of subject matter with love and laughter. I'm your host. I'm an alumni of the BTR family. Bring your drinks, your smokes, your cigs, any outrageous humor. It's all about having fun. Okay. Discussions are relationships, politics, environment, emotions, sex, et cetera. We'll tolerate anything except race. We ain't going to talk about race or religion because, you know, that kind of gets people going. So we leave them off the table. This program is for entertainment purposes only. And this is every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So thank you so much for joining and supporting the show. The website is theessenceofsuccess.net. That's theessenceofsuccess.net for the show. Now, if you're listening, the show phone number is 516-666-9519. That's 516-666-9519. Okay, we're going to join in one person already. Area code 706, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
I know it's doggone well. It ain't 706 me again, Miss Wilhelmina.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. How you doing?
I'm doing good tonight. I'm having fun.
Me too. In fact, I started, Miss Wilhelmina, I started early. I had some lavender vodka. So I said, okay, fixed a little bit of the lavender vodka. So I tried something different. I said, well, let me put a little apple juice in there. Because I didn't have any pop in the house. I was going to put a little apple juice. Girl, that stuff was good. Next thing I knew, my ass had went to sleep. Look, on that one drink. You don't take much
apple
from me
from
anyway.
The
I ain't
earth.
No drinker.
Apple with. From the earth is good, so, hey, okay.
Yeah, apple juice and vodka. But it wasn't bad with that lavender vodka, so. Anyway, I said, ooh, I woke up, I'm like, oh, my Lord, I think I've been asleep all afternoon. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just having fun today. Today is my sweet, loving, darling husband's birthday, and
I told him that I was going to celebrate it just for him.
Oh, well, tell Mr. Lee Smith I said happy birthday, and your daughter, too. I don't know her, but happy birthday to her as well. But, yeah, tell Mr. Smith happy birthday from all of us, especially the Essence family. God bless. God bless. Yeah.
I know your birthday was when, the 14th?
No, the 13th, last Friday. Let me tell you now, his birthday, I know he's a good man. My daddy's birthday was on the 20th.
Well, you know what, Alanis, me and my husband's kind of like alike. We got two birthdays. His is the 20th and the 25th, and mine is the 14th and the 15th, because the records show the wrong date, but we know what day we was born on because our mothers told us so.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually celebrate the day my mother told me I was born, the real date I was born, instead of what they put on records.
Yeah, so it's actually your birthday is actually the 20th?
Leroy's birthday is actually the 25th. They got it all wrong. And mine is actually on the 15th of whatever month, and then they got me down for the 14th. So, you know, when I first went and what we're talking about tonight, Lannis?
Oh, everything. Kanye, she kids date underage. Yeah, but don't worry about that. Go ahead. It's just me and you right now. They'll be calling in.
Oh, okay. They ain't called in yet? Okay. Well, when I first met my husband, Leroy, I was out on the stoop, and I was smoking a cigarette. And I saw this man walk down the sidewalk. He had on shiny boots, the sun shined on them boots, and sparked my eye on him. And I looked at him, and he walked down there like he didn't see me. I was standing on the step. And I said, you know what? I know darn well this man see me. Look at him, putting up his glasses, and acting like he don't see me. So, you know what, I had a friend, and he was real nice, and I liked my friend because, you know, he was my sweet pea, and he introduced me to Leroy. And when he introduced me to Leroy, I said, oh, man, that's the guy I've been trying to talk to for a long time. And the angels, and when we meet in the store, they'd be trying to push me to speak to him and say hello. I wouldn't do it because I said, my mother raised me better than that. Don't be going up to no man. And, you know, and that's how my mother raised me. Don't be going up to no man. And eventually, you know what? We got together.
Oh.
He came to my house. My friend introduced me to Leroy. And he came by my house, and I let him sleep that night on the couch. But the rest of the year, we're still together. It seems like we got married yesterday.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Oh,
that
it
is
because my husband is so good to me. I do got a good husband.
Oh,
I
listen.
I
told my dad, because I felt like my mom used to nag daddy. You know, I was mean my biological parents, but anyway. I told my dad one day, why don't you divorce her? You're a good-looking man, and you're a hard worker. I said, why don't you divorce her and you don't have to hear her mouth out. Look at her. And my dad told me, I better not ever hear that out your mouth again.
Oh, no.
He loved my mother. He loved my mama, honey. He told me he never wanted to hear that out.
Well, you're a beautiful-looking woman. I said, good gracious, Linda looks so pretty, so beautiful. Leroy, look how she looks. And you still look beautiful. You know, last Friday I turned 74.
Remember I told you I was turning 74.
Oh, I know you told me. I said you still look good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You still look good.
I'm trying to
wear my gray hair, but I don't know if it's going to work or not. I might have to put some down.
You going to try and wear your hair?
I know the angel said don't dye my hair. But I showed
him. Oh, that's right. Were you the one, Miss Wilhelmine? I just remembered now about wasn't an allergy reaction or something to that?
Something that's going up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some kind of something is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe just put a rinse through it. You know they got them rinses. not that that's not as harsh as a dot com.
Yeah, I know they do.
You mean tell me Shabba Bowie ain't call you yet?
No, they probably they probably will. It's about 9 o'clock their time. Yeah.
Oh, I know she's gonna be beautiful when she get ready to talk to you, especially Christy and Christina and Seahawk Spirit and Jessica. I can't wait to hear their voices. It's so beautiful on in the chat room.
Yeah, you know what? I'm surprised that She-Hulk Spirit hasn't called. That's not like her. Maybe she's out and about with her daughter right now. Could be. Because I think her daughter.
You know,
well, they're 2 hours ahead, so let me take that back, because it's 9 o'clock her time. I don't know. She might have might have forgot or something, but that's not like her. I don't know.
Buddy. Okay.
We talked yesterday, so.
I don't want to stop nobody else from talking to you. You know, when they call in, I don't want to stop nobody. But we can still talk.
Yeah, that's right. So we still going to talk and have us a little sippy pool. Well, for a little while, because y'all are enjoying your birthday. So if you have to get off, you know, I understand. I definitely understand that.
It's fine. I mean, you know, we good to go. We home. You know, on
the road. I know that's right, because I'm in my little day dress. I was like, I'll be dressing up during the week and put on my little day dress. I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
That's right.
I saw this on the internet, Miss Wilhelmina. Do you ever watch that NCIS with the black guy with LL Cool J? Girls, they're going off the air. They said that they're going to be canceled. This is their last year, 14 years.
Well, they've been on for a long time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I said, I do like it.
Yeah,
I
was like, oh, my God, they're going off the air. I'm like you. I said they've been on, so I read a little bit of the article. 14 years they've been on. I said, well, they had a good run.
They
14 years.
I've
definitely
been
watching
for a while. Mhm.
Yeah, and you know, my boy got married. You know, I said on the show, I said, "What happened to Kanye? Ain't nobody seen him or heard from him. You know, he was missing for 2 weeks, right? That fool done got married."
Let him get married. He can marry. He's going to leave somebody else with all that money. He's going to leave somebody else. He won't leave it with somebody else. Whatever money he got left, he won't nobody else take it. No, it's more than that, though. He just want to make somebody jealous, and plus he want to leave that money to somebody else.
Well, he knew this woman because she did something. She was already working for him. She was doing something in the background. So she wasn't, you know, she's not somebody new off the street or anything like that. But
he probably already knew. He probably did it for it, made a deal and tried to do something with that, whatever he made. Make Kim ain't thinking about it. She think about it sometimes and then sometimes she don't.
that's something to be desired, ain't it?
But, you know, eventually he'll get himself together. You know, he's on a ramp right now. He's telling all the stories and all the truth, and let him tell it. But hopefully they didn't lock him up and throw him in some cage somewhere, and next thing you know, whatever. Hopefully that didn't happen. Mm-mm. I'm all about love. I want love. I want to meet people who love each other. I want to be in it. My sister-in-law went and told her other sisters that something was wrong with me because I told her that I want to be in a world where everybody loves each other and there's nothing but love. And I told her that's where I want to be and that's what I want to be. And she went back and told everybody I was crazy.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful thought. But you know what? The earth that we live on ain't like that. I wish it was. I mean, I'm sure some other planets are more advanced than us and spiritually. they probably have that theme in their lives of love mm-hmm. and spirituality. But these little booger bears down here, boy, it's only so many of them that really care, and then the other ones, they greed and ego. And it is. That's the sad part is greed and ego. If they could just, you know,
but
leave that ego alone.
Where, isn't this a planet where you have free will? Isn't this the planet where you have free will?
Well, I think they tried to... I think that was a downfall. They tried that, trying to give these knuckleheads down here. Like, okay, we might can do this, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But, yeah, it's... I think eventually, maybe 30, 40 years from now, yeah, I do believe that things will change for the better. It'll have to, because a lot of the negativeness will be gone. So that,
oh,
that
wonderful.
Yeah,
and
that'll
be
gone. So, you know, the way of living will be definitely different. So.
Yeah, because I'm already changing. I want me some fruits and I want vegetables now. I don't even like meat no more, really.
You know what? One of my good friends, and she's a nun, Sister Teresa. She's called in. I mean, she's been in the chat room, not called in, but she's been in the chat room a couple of times. But that's what she says, too. She says that, too,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She says, you know, I'm just tired of meat. So she's incorporated. She's not a vegetarian, but she's incorporated more fruits and vegetables, yeah, into her diet. And she said she feels a lot better energetically and spiritually, too. You know, because meat is heavy. Yeah, so, because she even told me to try out these vitamins, which they gave me the wrong ones, that to get the metal and aluminum because there's so much in fish. Huh?
What did they give you? The wrong thing?
I went to the supplement store, and the lady gave me vitamins for cancer. I kept wondering why all of a sudden Miss Wilhelmina started gaining weight. I was like, what in the world? Why am I gaining weight? I don't even eat like that, right? I mean, I'm not that kind of an eater. And I said, wait a minute, let me look. Something has changed in my system. So I said, okay, I bought these vitamins to get the aluminum and metals out of my body.
Yeah.
I pulled them up on the internet, girl, and read that stuff was for cancer. One of them was to gain weight. For people that lost weight from cancer treatment. I threw both them bottles in the garbage. I said, the next time I get
I
up to that supplement store, we're going to have some words.
Mm-hmm. I've been reading the side effects and all the pharmacology of what they done did on some drugs to make sure that, you know, I had a few to look up for my husband. And I said, no, they got all this stuff in there. This will kill you. Going to cause cancer. Going to tap your liver and your kidney.
Yeah. So, no. No. I'm not for that. But anyway, yeah, it's got to get better.
It will. You got to.
Yeah, I do. I see it. I mean, they're coming out with new technologies and stuff, which is good. I mean, I'm really tickled about that, these new technologies. I know part of them are probably alien-based, you know, and then part of them is our scientists, you know, in physics and engineers that have worked on certain things with probably some of the aliens, you know, to refine it for us because, of course, our bodies are different than theirs, right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to see technology's changing. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I had two knee replacements years ago, and by the time that my ex-husband had his knees done, girl, it had changed and it was nice. He didn't have to go through half of what I went through, which was nice. So, anyway, Anna's here. Anna's on the line. Hi, Anna.
Sorry. Hi,
Anna.
Late. Hello. I'm so sorry for being late, guys.
Oh,
no, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. We're doing fine. Talk to Miss Wilhelmina. It's her birthday and Mr. Smith's birthday today. So I was telling her it was my dad's birthday, too, but we were talking. Yeah, I was like, all right.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, you beautiful people. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Yes.
No, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For my
yes.
Happy
yeah, yeah. Happy birthday. I just want to say I'm in the city where the 5 police officers killed this black guy for a traffic stop. I'm sure y'all heard that.
What? Did that happen today?
No, it happened about 2 weeks ago, but it happened here in Memphis, Tennessee. And the city is just in an uproar right now. So, and they finally identified the officers that killed the guy. They beat him
up. Yeah.
And they're all 5 of them are black officers that beat up this black man. And it's about to get real in Memphis, Tennessee, okay? It's about to get real.
If you guys want to hold on. We used to say hot Atlanta's going to be hot Memphis here this weekend.
It's about to get real. But if you guys want to hold on, I'll be right back. Y'all just go ahead and talk, okay?
Okay, no problem, no problem. Okay, well, anyway, Miss Wilhelmina, we're on something.
Yes, he was talking about they didn't kill that guy, and they were black.
Yeah, I don't discriminate against anyone when someone kills somebody.
You know, that's bad when we do that to our own.
Very wrong.
Yeah, that's bad. That's very bad. My father used to teach me and my brother Carl, because we were the last two, don't get mad at a person for the color of their skin, because you'll find out one day that your own will hurt you a lot worse.
Mm-hmm, and that's what I
And I thought, well, you know, when Daddy told us that, me and Carl were like, yeah, okay, Daddy, okay. You know what I mean? Because we young, you know, we were teenagers, but
yeah,
let me tell you. As we got older,
they're not in Memphis, and I don't blame them, because if someone killed this innocent, poor black, because he was defenseless, and all of them then got on him, and I don't know how they killed him, but I tell you, just say that police officer probably shot him. Well, thank you.
I tell you, it's just bad enough with the racial, but we against each other. But you know,
well,
I don't know who it was.
We need to be doing that because we need to love
what's
each
that?
Other. I mean, now that's the kind of world I want to be in. I'm not saying crazy, but that's the world I want to be in.
Yeah. I know. Me too. Me too. All about love, because it'll be a beautiful thing.
It will. Yeah. That was my nephew. He's a police officer, and he was just telling us to, if we don't have to get out tomorrow, stay home, because there's going to be some civil unrest tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this, because y'all
well,
in
you know
Atlanta,
what? Sometimes
ain't
you got to fight for your right. You got to fight for your rights. You got to fight for your rights.
That's what they're going to do, because if you can't trust a police officer and feel safe, what are you going to do, Miss Wilhelmina? What are you going to do?
You better depend on each other, you and your husband and children and all of them. And, you know,
yes,
you better be
you
depending on each other.
Yes, that's what I was telling my sister yesterday. We have got to come together and live together like we did in the old days. We knew our neighbors.
That's right.
And we knew everybody. And we as black people have got to start that again. We have got to go back there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I do agree.
I do too. Most definitely. Most definitely. Yes, ma'am.
The world would be much better.
Yes, ma'am. We do need to go back, because we need, folks didn't even worry about shutting their doors. You go down to the neighbor's house or whatever and come, not that the front door is wide open, but you know what I mean. You didn't have to worry about locking your door. Well, nobody coming in that house. Unless it was a kid, you know, or something, and if it was a neighbor or something, they'd say, oh, Miss Wilhelmina, Mr. You know what I mean? They give you respect. You can't down there, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and we
as
but
it'll get like, back there though. I believe in mankind and we will
but
get better.
We all gotta work on it though. We gotta work on it. In order to do that,
we gotta work on that.
Yes, ma'am. We all gotta go
and look at our shadow and our dog side, which is what the ego, I think. And then go to the light side of ourselves and balance that out and try to make everything better.
Because we as family act like we can't live together. And I grew up with seven other siblings. So why can't we can't come together and live together now? It's like that, you know, everybody's getting in each other's way and stuff. All of that is just crazy. You can live together, okay? You can.
Yeah.
Okay, I think if you got to go into your heart, go into the heart. That's where everything is at, in the heart. We have to go into your heart. When you go in that heart, you love. You're in love. You're in love with your enemy, but you don't let the enemy get too close, but you still love that enemy because you are part of God, and that's what God is, unconditional love.
And then you just
have love in that heart for that person. You try to do the right thing then.
It is. You got to do the right thing.
Okay, well, let me tell you one of the things I wanted to talk about. Should kids under the age of 16 be dating? I'd say no.
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 They're going to be looking, though. They're going to be looking. Girls going to
them
boys, and the boys going to like them girls. And then, you know, whatever. But I ain't into all them girls and them boys, they're going to be into each other. Sure is. They're going to be looking.
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
But on the 16, I don't want mine to go out.
Me either.
Well, I just think these play days, more and more, it's since the 2000, I think it's getting worse. But, you know, they have the kids' little play days. And I was like, we didn't have no play date, okay? You came over and we had popcorn, watched movies or slumber parties, whatever, and went home, okay? The next day, you know, and hopefully everything was safe and sound. But what are these play days going out eating and... I mean, it's almost like you make them grow up ahead of time before it's time for them to grow up. Let kids be children, you know, be kids, be silly, be enjoy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's true because I be letting my little grandson in there. He's going to be a teenager, and I keep telling him, you're getting ready to get, you know, getting ready to grow up now. And I got to keep my eye on him, and I got to teach him what's right and what's wrong. And I got to teach him about them girls out there. And I got to teach him about somebody trying to touch him. I got to teach him everything. I already taught him how to talk to me early and make me understand, you know, what's wrong with you and who's bothering you. And
you got to talk. You got to talk. You just have to talk to them. My grandson was saying that he wanted to go to the movies with where this other little girl invited him to go to the movies. But, you know, we're saying, well, should we pick her up or, you know, because we were going to the movies as well. Now she can go with us, but, you know, you all don't have to sit with us, but his grandmother and his mother was going to be there because we are not trying to rush him off into, because he 18 now, but we're not trying to rush him off into, what you call it? I'm not going to say a romantic relationship, but a serious relationship. It's still going to be friendly, what I'm saying. It's friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Too young. Too young.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, they can be friends. And that's how they used to be. You know, they used to be. They hang out and they were. You know, that's all it was friends. You know, just being silly and enjoying one another. But I think
that's right.
I think it's the advertisers in society are making our children grow up before time. You know.
Well, sometimes we don't teach our children how to have friends. Or who to love and when it's time to love that person.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
I didn't say we. I'm saying everybody. Some people out of everybody. One out of ten, maybe two out of ten, you know.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 100.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, we've talked about that, about what is love, because people need to understand what love is and the perspective and how you perceive it. Because sometimes it's what we see and what they see are maybe two different meanings, and maybe we must be on the same page, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Well, I don't know about that one. I got a question. Would you take back an X? I don't know about that one. Okay.
That depends. Now, my ex-husband, hell no, he could be, I mean, the only way I would take him back, he would have to come as Jesus standing on the mound. Where is it? But other than that, no. You know, he could.
All right, now. If you see Jesus standing on the mound.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus.
You have to take him back now.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only way. I mean, she had to be performing miracles too, okay? Miss Wilhelmina, he would have to be performing miracles, okay?
That's right. Oh, boy.
Mm. You see, it's a knock at the door. It's Jesus. Put your clothes on.
All right. Okay. It's a pool over there. Let me go see if you can walk on it, okay? No.
No, that's right. You said, walk water, ninja. Walk water.
It's a degree of that land till, you know, it's hard to overlook what has already been shown to you. You know, it's hard to overlook that. And no matter how hard someone's tried to convince you they have changed, it's something in the back of your mind is going to make you remember why you separated in the first place. And that's what keeps coming up, gets in the way. People say, you know, forgive. I can forgive, but I can't forget, you know?
Yep.
I can't forget.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, I don't know why, but let me tell you this, Hannah. You know, you know how people will, years later, like, yeah, they split up, go their separate ways, divorce or whatever, and years later, 15, 20 years later, they happen to meet up, and they get back together. Well, with a different understanding now, definitely not what they were 20 years ago, but they get back together. I've seen that happen, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get back with somebody I didn't know being 20 years later. Unless I was really in love with that person that got married and I got married and we couldn't get together. I mean, I don't want to be with nobody 20 years later. I don't think so. Not me. I don't think so.
I don't think so, Lynn. I mean, I some people do, but I don't. Like I say, I can't forget why I separated from you in the first place. So, you know.
Well, what do you think about where, okay, maybe the person did not get married to you. You know, and you two liked each other, but as life goes, you know, you went your certain path, different ways. And you meet up years ago. Again, I'll put that 20-year mark on it. Would you marry that person then, or get back with them then at that point in time?
Well,
if you were both single now, let me put it like that too.
It would depend on. Okay, are you saying that I just knew you 20 years ago, but I wasn't married to you, or was I married to you and it didn't work out?
No, you weren't
out?
Married. You know, you guys liked each other, but you know, as life has it, your lives went different directions. But you met up again 20 years later, and you thought, well, you know what? We kicked it once, you know. Maybe we can kick it again, and then maybe not, you know.
Yeah, I can see that happening, but
I know I wouldn't want nobody 20 years later, and I got a good husband right beside me. Why would I want you?
Oh, no. See, Miss Wilhelmina.
Well, no, not you, Miss Wilhelmina. You happy and married.
No, Miss Wilhelmina. Now, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think I would want somebody like that 20 years later. They had their chance. Drop them like a hot potato and kick them on to the side.
You cold. But you know, maybe that was an interest there 20 years later, and you said I'm single, he's single, then maybe we can, you know, see what's there now. But yeah, I think I could, Miss Wilhelmina.
You could.
Yeah, I think I could. We went to high school together and something like that. It was nothing really serious between us that caused some kind of conflict or something. Yeah, I think I could date an old classmate or something like that. I think I could.
You know what? When I was going to high school, I didn't like boys. I thought they were so silly and stupid.
They were.
I liked it older, somebody mature. I think I was born before my time because I was designing clothes when I took homemaking school and we was learning how to sew.
Yeah.
And I used to watch my mother on that sewing machine. And I went the next day after my mom had taken me to get some material uptown, some fabric, and I went to school the next day in a brand new suit that I had sewed overnight, and everybody was wanting to know, where did you get that from? I did this. You did it. And they couldn't believe it, right? But actually, I think I was born maybe a little bit before my time because I just didn't like high school boys. I didn't have no interest in them. I was in nature and stuff, and then my dad used to send me with my sister to go out. She's trying to go out somewhere, and I got to go follow her. She's trying to introduce. She liked boys and trying to introduce them to me, and I ain't ready for boys yet.
You better.
And then the boy, no, he was going to go to jail if he had to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know, so
you
that's how
interest.
I grew up. So no, she. No. I can't have no young boy after 20. Think about them out there.
Oh, Mr. Lee had a hard time not catching up with you. I can see that.
He sure did. he really did.
Yeah, Mr. Lee had a hard time.
Miss Wilhelmina gave him a run for his money, huh?
I really liked him, and he was mine. He wasn't nobody else's either. If you're going to love me, you're going to love me. And that's just what it is.
Oh, Mr. Lee worked some miracles, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did. Well, no.
Did you see that picture of you two that in the yellow, Miss Wilhelmina, I posted on the community?
Yeah, I got yellow right here in my bathroom, too.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. You all have those pictures.
That's how I picture you and Mr. Smith. Y'all just too cool for words.
He kind of favored him.
Me and my ex-husband, it was a little difficult situation there. It ain't no way in hell, you know. I think I would take hell before I take him back.
I don't blame you.
No, I think I'd take hell because, you know, it's nothing. He could have done a 360-degree turnaround, but no way. The only man on earth, no way. But anyway, that's me.
I don't blame you. You should know.
You know, you can look at it like this, too. Thank you, God, that you show me what I don't need in my life.
Yes, right?
Can turn that around.
That's what I'm saying. You know, Linus, the last week, the last time we talked on the phone, you said this lady, she went to the restaurant. She had her two children there. The man was late that she was supposed to meet. And so what I was saying was, yes, buy them children some food. If you really like that woman and you want her, buy them children some food, and you shouldn't mind at all that she got her two children there. She's a gold digger. No, she just need to know whether you care going to care about her and her children. If not, you know it ain't meant to be.
Yeah, but an hour and a half. Come on, Miss Wilhelmina. After 20 minutes, we gone. 30 tops. You ain't going to wait no hour and a half in the restaurant for a man.
You're trying to make sure because she had faith in that man.
No, because she wanted to know what kind of money what he had in his pockets. That's probably what she wanted to know. Because she didn't have no money. Who sits in the restaurant an hour and a half with your kids waiting on a man? Please.
Yeah, well, there are some men, some women and men out there like moping and type of stuff.
That's true. It's someone, I figure that they're thirsty. Ain't that what the young people say? We say desperate, but young people say they're thirsty. Like, come on. You know, you got to have honor and respect within yourself as a woman. Like, I don't put up with stuff like this. You know, you don't respect me, and if you can't be here at a certain time, then text me or something and say, well, you know, I'm running late, or excuse me, you know, I'll be there in the next half hour, or say something. He didn't say anything. Now, that part, I put that on him, because he should have called her or texted her, said something.
Now, that's that now,
to be there.
But he was there when he got there. What was next? Oh, y'all wait this long for me? Well, okay. I'm going to take care of you and them babies. I'm so sorry. You should apologize.
I wouldn't have been bringing my kids on a date anyway. Miss Wilhelmina, would you take your kids on a date? No.
If that's all I got to do to get a man, and I can see that he say he really loves me and he want me, he gonna show me he like both of us, and we there with my children, but no, not really. But, you know, in reality, I want to know. Eventually, I want to know.
For sure. I would say that. I said we came in twos, you know, because me and Shaw was still at home. But before she come into the equation, I need to know you first.
Yeah.
I need to get to know you because I mean, I want you around my kids or know anything about them.
Yeah, and you don't want to. And then it might be too early for that person to meet your children, too, because you don't want the children all in everybody.
Yeah, because, see, this sounds like a first date or something, and you all don't even know
first date, no.
No, you don't know each other's real name or anything like that. You know, you got to get to know a
not me. I am not going out with a stranger. I got to see him somewhere. In the daylight, in a restaurant, then it was lights and lots of people around before I get to go out with him.
Miss Wilhelmina, that's what I'm saying is you are meeting this person and yourself. Why would you want your little ones there? You don't. You don't want that because you never know what you're going to experience first. You know?
And what are those kids observing?
Well, that woman better be strong and teach them children what to do when they see somebody doing something wrong because she can do it. If a woman is stronger than what she thinks she is and what they think she is and whoever else thinks she is, it's going to work out for her. She can handle anything she wants to handle.
Yeah, but you know it's...
And that's a woman. She can handle it. And she better know how to fight when somebody come up with her with a knife across her throat when she out there on a doggone date with some man and he don't know who that man is. Yeah, you're right. I got to meet this man way before I go meet him in a restaurant somewhere in a security corner. I got to know.
I'm telling you, I need your health report, your credit report, your health.
Yes, I agree with that. These days you have to know. Yeah, you pretty much have to do all you can, though. But, you know, that's, people got the games, you know.
Yeah. Okay. We kind of touched on this last week a little bit about emotions and finances. I want to know emotionally.
Mr. Smith want to know why she wants a man that's going to give her a bank account and plus putting money in it, too.
Yep.
See, Mr. Smith, he know my needs, you know, like he know what I need. I'm not a woman to spend money just to be.
Why some woman wants some man to take care of her when she can take care of herself? That's what he was saying.
I agree with him totally. You got to take care of yourself first. A man is a bonus. This as well as a woman is a bonus to a man. It works both ways. But
That's right.
I live that philosophy all my life. But what I'm saying is, Mr. Lee, is that if you say I can have spending money, do I have to ask for it to spend the money every time that I want to go buy new towels for the house or groceries? Do I have to ask for it? You want your own account. Say what now?
$3 or $4 or $50 or $100 million. If he's treating you like that, you need to leave him alone because you ain't got to ask nothing. You spend whatever you want to spend.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about, Ms. Wilhelmina. I should be able to. I shouldn't have to say, well, you know, I need $100 for groceries or anything like that. If I have access to an account where I can just go spend money for the house or something like that, I should be able to do that without asking or verifying why I'm spending the money, because he can have visibility to the account and stuff, but why should I have to run a grocery store ad by him and how much am I going to spend and he give it to me? No, I want to be able to go spend it. And then
leave that man alone.
You know, I know. Some men are like that. I don't want to have
I don't want that kind of man for no husband.
I don't want that kind of man, Miss Wilhelmina. I don't want that kind of man. I want me to freely spend money unfrivolously, of course, you know, because I'm not like that. But if I want to even go out and buy him a shirt or something like that. If I think he need a new shirt, I need a new blouse, I'm in the same store. If I'm going to buy me a sweater, I can buy him one, right? But why would I have to say, honey, I need me a new blouse or something like that, and I need money to buy it. No, I don't want to have to do that.
That's when I went out there and got my own job, got my own stuff.
But see, Miss Wilhelmina, that's taken away from, I think, a man being a man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it ain't. You're giving that man control of you. You don't give no man control of you.
I'm not saying that I'm giving him control, but I'm saying that I'm spending money. I'm spending house money, or I'm spending money, but I don't have to explain to him why I'm spending it.
Well, some men want to know where his money is so he can keep tabs on. He can have enough to spend on his girlfriend most of the time. The woman needs to get smart. Women need to get smart. And not get played.
Miss Wilhelmina, that girlfriend won't happen but once, okay?
But it can happen once. But
that girlfriend won't happen but once. But with me, that's what I'm saying. That girlfriend won't happen but once, so see, you have to get with it, all right? But see, and that's where I'm coming from with this.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
I'm working because, like you say, you know, that's the way I was raised. You take care of yourself. You count nobody money but your own money. That's where you know how much you got, right? But
yeah.
What I'm saying is, if I'm married to a man, and if he wants to be the man and take care of the house, then I should be able to take care of the house, get what the house needs. If I got a credit card, I can feel freely by putting it out and spending what I see that's needed or some things that I want. I don't have to run everything by him asking for an allowance every time I get ready to buy something.
Well, yeah, that's where you would have your own spending account as a couple.
That's
because you do, you know, some couples, they have that understanding that, like, okay, this is the household or a spending account. This is what this visa is for, so whatever, if you need in the house or, you know, need to go shopping or whatever. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're not always able to do that, you know. That's a nice thought. I mean, I got to live that once.
Yeah.
Once.
I want to be able to.
And that wasn't with my ex-husband either. It wasn't with him. It was with another guy. So
I want to be able to freely spend, I'm going to say, the household expenses. And I'm not trying to hide anything or do that. But, you know, yes, I can go spend my money, but this ain't what this marriage is about. It's about spending hours. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Ali, now, does he agree with that?
No, yeah, I agree with our money, yes.
And
then you can take some of your money and just go do whatever you want to do with it.
Well,
that's the end of my life.
That's right. That's right, Miss Wilhelmina. That's the way I want it to be.
Well, I was taught differently. My father taught me. He said, you don't give no man your money. Till when I got married to Sherman, you know, and it was time for us, so bad, it was time for, you know, to pay bills. And he looked at me, and I'm looking at him like, what? I ain't giving you no money. But we're married, right? So my sisters had to talk to me like, look. This is your husband. You put your money together. You pay your bills. What's left, you put your little in saving in. What's left after that, then you do, you know, enjoy yourselves, whatever that you want to do.
Yeah.
But you put your money together. I said, well, Daddy told me I don't give a man my money. Not your husband, fool. You know, but it was just inbred in me not to give a man my money. I didn't think about being married. I mean, hell, what did I know? I'd never been married before. I just know that I wasn't giving this man my money. He's the man of the house. He take care of everything.
Well, see,
if
he's not making enough to say that, I mean, to do that, then, and you can help, so.
Oh, yeah, when you first start out, Anna, for sure. And you should do that together. I think after years of being married, sure, after a while, you know, you budget, you buy house, cars, have children, so forth, But I didn't even start out like that. I started out with this, my money. So I think Daddy should give me a little bit of a variance, like, now when you're married, not single, it's a little bit different, you know.
Well, you know, he's not just a man. He is your husband.
That's interesting.
I don't care. I don't mind. I really don't mind. Working with someone, you know, I don't mind working with you. I don't.
Well, I've had it both ways. We worked together, and I got spoiled. But my thing was, it's true, when it's something you ain't never experienced before, you can get a little too happy and get bratty and carried away. But I've been blessed that way.
I'm not saying I couldn't get used to that now. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I'm just saying. If I meet a brother or whoever got it like that, now you got it like that. But if we don't have it like that, then okay, then well, let's put our mind together and get it like that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's live comfortably and happy together.
Yes, you
got to
find a good man that's going to do it.
Yep, you
got to
find one.
They are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find them.
If they got it like that, too, you know, it's as good ones out there got it like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just, well, me and Anna got our applications out there. We're just waiting for them to be filled.
Oh, no.
Love that to get miracles happen every day.
I don't think you're going to give no no, you ain't red. Mm-mm. You don't want no man living with you.
Who?
Tell
me?
We can this and that.
Miss Wilhelmina. Miss Wilhelmina. Now, this man that I want one, and if I don't, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. I don't know if I could stay in the house with a man and be married at this point in time in my life and be like, you got your house, I got mine.
I have a sister. She ain't ready to get married to no man.
The
little thing he do wrong, he gone.
I mean,
well, I don't know about that, but I know I just, there's days I enjoy the companionship with someone was here, mm-hmm. sexuality, whatever relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's days it's like, I just like being by myself. So
you get used to doing your own thing.
I look at my mom and she says she loves being by herself. She don't need no man around her. Mm-mm.
That's right.
Eat what you want. She eat what she wants. She ain't got to cook no dinner. And I was laughing.
Like,
each time she was explaining, I was laughing. It was so funny.
Yes,
to me, because, you know, you ain't got to do all that if you ain't got no husband.
Sure. Don't be asking me what I'm going to cook now. You know, don't be asking me that.
You know, I used to love to cook, and I still do.
Yeah, I know you do.
I be making it better and better and better and putting more love in it and more love in it, and it tastes better and better. I mean, I'm getting better at cooking. I don't cook like normal people cook with all that grease and all that stuff, but
I know you don't.
I can start frying food without even grease in it.
Of course,
adding
you know.
Oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, we're coming down to the 1 minute mark. We're getting ready to go off the air. Thank you so much, Miss Wilhelmina, for being here. Thank you, Anna. I don't know what happened, everybody, because we've got the correct number up now. So I don't know. It's Friday night.
Everybody out partying the club. Hey.
Man, it's the time zones also. It's like, you know, like what?
Don't you think I should do it earlier at 6 o'clock instead of 7?
Okay.
I can back it up 1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay. I can back it up 1 hour.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Well, then I'll announce it next week then that we'll back it up 1 hour earlier. At 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
that way it'll
so
be 9 o'clock on the East Coast.
Christina Hadley, Christy, and all of them can, you know, they probably want to talk too.
Yeah,
they might be working and they kind of like tied up and stuff too.
It'll be
nice.
No, that's funny. All right, y'all. I'm going to call it. It's we got just 20-some seconds left before they kick us off the air. So I'll be back Friday night, next Friday, at 6 o'clock. So I'll make sure I make that clear this week on the show that they're coming at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Okay, love y'all.
Love you, too. See you on Tuesday at 6.
All right. Good night.